friends, we are so excited to be here tonight to record this commercial with amazing author Linda Allen. She is a poet, she is a genius writer, clever as all get out. Her series is about menopause. Menopause is a superpower. And her concept is called The Live Wild Mysteries. So Linda, tell us all about these three books, your work, what got you into this, because we're gonna have an amazing time July 18th at Elaine's Literary Salon, where you're gonna be our featured speaker. So tell us a little bit about what got you to this place and about the books that we cannot wait to read.
Okay. Well, I would say that grumpiness got me to this place. When I first started going through perimenopause, my personality completely changed. I became this really grumpy, short-tempered person, and I had spent all these years developing this practice of peace and meditation and what I call heartfulness, and all of a sudden I was a different person and I didn't know what was happening, and nobody would talk to me about it. So that was the start of it for me. Once I decided I wanted to start writing a novel, and I wanted it to be a mystery, I decided to take what I had been putting up with for years, which was hot flashes every single day, multiple times a day, and the grumpiness, and turn them into something positive. So turn them into a superpower. And I think it really was sparked by a sign I had seen years ago that it's not a hot flash, it's a power surge, right? So there's a different way you can look at things. And so I took her hot flashes and turned them into psychic visions that she has during the hot flashes. And that helps her solve mysteries. And the grumpiness part, Gigi is what I affectionately referred to my moody personality as, was Grumpy Gal, and Gigi for short. And it was really helpful for my marriage because I could tell my husband I'm having a Gigi kind of day, and he would know what to expect that day, and he'd give me the space that I needed. And so I knew Gigi had to be part of the stories too, because I wanted to have a way to reach out to other people about menopause and to make it accessible and help spark conversations and to bring some humor to it, because Gigi really helped me bring humor to the process, and that was essential to survive it from my perspective. And so I wrote these stories about using menopause as a superpower, and her circle of friends is really important. The women, the relationships among women are a really important part of the story. Each of the stories, and you get to know each of the women. There's five friends of hers, so you get to know each of them a little bit better with different books.
And there are three books, so tell us about the different titles, and you're going to bring them all to Elaine's Literary Salon on July 18th.
Yes, I am.
So just quickly, tell us about these three different books.
The first one is Flashes of Insight. That one was sparked by an idea from when I worked at the James Monroe Museum, where we met, and it was wish fulfillment. It's this mystery revolves around a lost cache of letters written between President James Monroe and his wife, Elizabeth, which people thought were lost years ago, which was true. He burned all their personal correspondence when she died. And so we wish someone would find a secret cache of letters one day. So I wrote that into the story. The second book is Flashes of a Dying Hour. And there's an Edgar Allan Poe theme to that one. Treasure hunters descend on Fredericksburg searching for a copy of Poe's Tamerlane, which is rumored to be hidden somewhere in the city. And so she has to use her visions to help stay one step ahead of the treasure hunters and help recover Tamerlane. And then Flashes of Fire and Fury is the one coming out on June 25th. And it's Liv becomes the target of a witch hunt. So there's a theme, a thread through it about people assuming something about you based on her superpower in this case, and assuming that she's a witch when, and where her powers come from is someplace negative, when really for her they come from someplace positive, and she's trying to help people with it. So she's struggling with that, and she's helping a baseball player find his lost mojo, which I'm a big baseball fan, so baseball had to be a theme in one of the books.
This is amazing. You know, a lot of the interviews that Jeffrey James Higgins, our host of the Elaine's Literary Salon show, does, talks about the writing process and what inspired you and how did you get from idea to published book that sits in your hand. So we can't wait to hear all about that. And from a woman's perspective, we're going to make you the cover of Incandescent Women magazine after your interview, because you're really taking something that sits below the surface for a lot of women. It's often a shame point and a fear, and you're bringing it out and making it funny and mysterious and magical. So thank you for that, from a woman to woman. And
I'm
so excited.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, we're going to have the best time. So July 18th, mark your calendars. Come in and visit us at Elaine's Literary Salon. She will be here from noon to 3 o'clock. And so we the agenda is you come meet and greet, order amazing wine and food and cocktails if you'd like. And then the interview is from 1 to 2. Then you get to meet Linda and buy her books and she will sign them for you. So come ask questions, be part of this magical literary salon. Thank you so much, Linda Allen. The Live Wild Mysteries. So cool. All right, y'all. We'll see you on July 18th at Elaine's Literary Salon. Thank you.